On the first evening, what I attempted to do was to sketch what I thought might be involved in an intelligent, creative, and honest faith for today. And I began by asking about that dimension of our humanity that always suspects that it hasn't quite got on top of things. That dimension of our humanity which recognizes that there is a reality somewhere in the depths, round the corner, which is intensely real, makes intensely powerful claims on us, and is never quite going to be grasped or controlled by us in a full way. And in the light of that, I suggested that one of the big paradoxes about faith, as the Bible itself outlines it, is that we're invited to see that we don't see, and to know that we don't know. And that in that attitude of eagerness, receptivity, a kind of tuning of the imagination to what's outside the scope of our small minds and hearts, in all that, faith begins. And in that context, I ventured to offer a few things about one of the great texts of Christianity, the Gospel according to St. John. And I said that what that Gospel spells out for us is the reality, the life of Jesus, as a reality within our world, a historical reality, not a fictional one, in which we are invited to see both the radiant beauty of God's selflessness and to see the enormous resourcefulness and skill and strength of our habits of self-deception and evasion. We're invited to see something of the claim of truth and something of our own allergy to truth as human beings so much of the time. I pointed out that in the fourth gospel, the first things that Jesus is reported as saying are, "What do you want? And come and see." And what I was trying to outline was a view of faith, which in a sense boiled down to the response to those two things. What do you want? Look carefully, honestly, and patiently at what kind of being you are as a human being, and what you are hungry for, needy for. Not deluding yourself that somehow you can satisfy all of that, though. And then come and see. Put yourself in the position where the glory, the radiance shown in Jesus, and the hard truthfulness about your own, my own allergy to truth come together. And I've got to say, though I might have a bit more chance to enlarge on this in answering questions, I want to say that that coming and seeing is not, so to speak, just putting your nose around the door. There's an element of the decision to be patient about it. And sadly, there's absolutely nothing I can do to make that easier or quicker. To pick up an image I used many years ago, if you want to listen to Bach's Matthew Passion, then unfortunately, you've got to sit it out. Nobody has yet made a fortune by advertising that this will be the fastest ever performance of the St. Matthew Passion, so that you don't have to waste any time. To listen to and see what is involved, you need to go with the rhythm and the time that it takes, which is why faith is never simply communicated whole in an instant, though that flash of disruptive vision and recognition which prompts you forward may be something.